Orang muda dengan disabilitas tunarungu meminta agar transportasi publik dapat lebih mudah diakses. Mereka telah mengajukan rekomendasi kepada Parlemen Urusan Pemuda Victoria agar segera diadopsi. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Greg Dwyer. 6 peserta yang disponsori oleh Deaf Children Australia merupakan bagian dari 120 orang muda yang hadir ke parlemen. Mereka mendesak pemerintah agar segera mengadopsi rekomendasi-rekomendasi yang telah mereka ajukan mengenai akses transportasi publik.
We're putting through this bill today to make sure that public transport Victoria is 100% accessible to all users, to make sure that all audio information is accessible. Because at the moment, for the deaf community, it isn't.
Walaupun tampilan visual telah tersedia, menurut delegasi tunarungu seperti Miranda Reardon mengatakan, pengumuman tentang transportasi publik tidak selalu didukung oleh tampilan visual.
We know that there's been some advocacy work done, but however, it's not enough of a change for the system. When announcements are made on platforms, sometimes the visual displays will say, listen for announcements, which is inaccessible for us. Sometimes we need to approach other people, or we need to, and that causes us to be late to events.
Permintaan untuk sistem yang lebih dapat diakses telah didukung oleh delegasi-delegasi yang bahasa utamanya bukan bahasa Inggris. Pemuda berusia 16 tahun, Igor Subastik de Azevedo dari Brazil mengatakan, sulit bagi pendatang baru yang tidak mempunyai pemahaman bahasa Inggris yang kuat untuk mengakses transportasi publik.
It can be for some people, especially people who don't speak a Latin-based language, to understand English. You know, so it's very important that we have a clear as possible public transport communication system.
Menteri Urusan Pemuda Victoria, Jenny Mikakos, mengatakan proposal akan segera dipertimbangkan oleh pemerintah negara bagian.
The Youth Parliament has passed bills and made policy suggestions to government. In its 30 years of history, we have actually seen proposals being implemented into government policy, whether it's to do with bike helmets for bicycle users, whether it's drug testing laws. There have actually been ideas that have come through the Youth Parliament and have become Victorian laws.